Daf is Daf Nun Hey. So we got to around eight lines down. The Gemara has a new brisa, Tanu Rabbanan. We were talking yesterday about to grogros and te'enim figs versus dried figs. So the brisa explains now that tormin te'enim al ha-grogros. A person is allowed to separate shuma using figs to matir grogros. You're allowed to do that. In other words, you take 10 te'enim to matir the remaining 90 grogros, even though the tanim are fresh and the grogros are dried, that's permitted. But only, says the Gemara, b'makom shur gilin lasos tanim grogros. Only in a place where it's regular for people to turn their figs into grogros to let them dry out, that would be acceptable. Below grogros al tanim. But what you cannot do is you can't use grogros. You can't use dried figs as the truma in order to exempt the tanim. Afilu b'makom shur gilin lasos tanim grogros. Even if you are in a place where they normally do make figs into grogros, you cannot use grogros as tanim. Why not? Because what's going to happen is, let's say you take 10 grogros, which are dried and shriveled up, for 90 tanim, so it's not going to work out. Even though in terms of minyan, you have 10 and 90, in terms of the quality, in terms of the volume, the 10 figs are going to be very, very small and be less than the 10% needed of the very plush fig. So that's the brisa. So Gemara analyzes the brisa a bit further now. Amar mar, tormim te'enim ala grogros b'makom shur gilin lasos te'enim grogros. You're allowed to give figs, the very nice plush figs, to exempt the grogros in a place where they typically do turn figs into grogros, where they let them dry out. B'makom shur gilin again in. Only in a place where they do normally turn figs into grogros. That's permitted. But if it's a situation, b'makom she'ein ragilin lo, if it's in a place where they don't normally let figs dry out, they don't turn them into grogros, one's allowed to. So why? So the Gemara says it must be. Idika hechidami, what's the case here? Idika kohen, if there's a kohen here, makom she'ein ragil, amaylo. If it's a place where there's a kohen, so even though they don't normally turn figs into grogros, why not? Why can't you give? Why can you not give figs? Batan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us? Malcolm Sheish Cohen Tarmina Yafet. So then, if it's in a place where there's a Cohen, you should always give him the better quality. And since the figs to aid him are considered better quality than that of the grogros, so of course you should be able to say to give the figs. Again, the Brisa says you could be torment to aid him, you could give tanim to exempt grogros only at a place where they normally turn tanim into grogros. We're talking about the same level. And the Gemara says, we don't care whether it's in a place or not, because if you give if there's a coin that's present, the Mishnah says you always give them the best quality. So you should also always give them the tainim, which is the best quality. So the Gemara says, El Pshita must be a case to Leka coin. There's no coin here. And since there's no coin, the reason why you don't want to give tainim is because you have to give something that's miskayim. If the coin is present, you give them whatever could be eaten right now, the best quality. If there's no kohen, so then when you separate chuma, we don't know when you're going to find a kohen next. You need to give something that preserves well. Now, figs don't preserve well. Since they're very moist, they're going to turn moldy very quickly and go rotten. So therefore, if there's no kohen, you should use grogros. We know dried fruit lasts much longer than fresh fruit. So then we should use grogros then. So it must be a situation, why are we allowing you to separate in such a way? It must be a situation where there is no Kohen. And since there's no Kohen, and it's a place where they're not regilin to turn Tainim to Grogros, that's why you cannot give Tainim, because the Tainim are going to go bad. You must give Grogros since they're Miskayim. Now, if the ratio that we just said, the ratio we established is talking about a situation where there is no Kohen, the Gemara says, now look at Ema Seifa. The Seifa, the Brisa says, below grogros al tanim, you're never allowed to separate grogros as the chuma in place to exempt the tanim. Vafil b'makom shiragil lasos tanim grogros. Even in a place where it was very, very common to turn tanim into grogros, you can never give grogros as chuma. So Gemara asks, why not? V'dileka kohen amaylo. If there's no kohen, why are you not allowed to use grogros to separate as chuma? Hatzan, the Mishnah tells us, Malcolm Shane Cohen, when there is no Cohen around, Torim min ha-miskayim. You have to use whatever min is more miskayim, which preserves itself better, which would be grogros. So of course you should have to separate grogros if there's no coin available. Ella, so if the fact that Brisa tells us that you cannot use grogros as the truma must be a case pshita dika koin. It's where there's a coin that's present. And since there's a coin that's present, you have to give the better quality, not that which is miskayim. The better quality would be te'enim over grogros. So Gemara says what comes out from all this. Now you're going to tell me the ratio we establish is a case to lek a kohen. There's no kohen available, so that's why we said use grogos, since they last better. And the sefer we're saying now is a situation where there's an ika kohen, where there is a kohen, which says you should not give grogos, rather you should give tainim, which are better quality. So how do you have the same brisa, one where there is a kohen, when there's not a kohen? Is that really possible? To which the Gemara answers in, it's very possible, ratio to lek a kohen, sefer, Dika Kohen. The Gemara is very satisfied with saying that the Reisha is a situation where there's no Kohen, therefore you have to use Grogros, which are Miskayim. The Seif is a case where there is Kohen, whereby you have to use Te'enim, which are Yafe. That's how we learn the Brais. So Gemara says, we learn from here something very interesting in terms of understanding Mishnayos, or Brais, as the Gemara says, Amar Papa Shema Mina, we could deduce from this discussion, Dach Kinan Omok Mitin Masnisin, we're able to sometimes shove and force in an interpretation in the Mishnah, Betray Tame, two reasons, two different scenarios in one Mishnah, is better below Mokmin and Betray Tanai. We prefer that as opposed to saying two different authors in the Mishnah. We prefer to say they're talking about two different scenarios. That's what Rav Papa learns from this analysis. Okay, we're now in the bottom of Nun Heim and Aleph, the Mishnah, the first wide line. The Mishnah, getting back to the discussion now of Menachos. The Mishnah tells us, Kol Menachos Niloshos Biposhim. When it comes to Menachos, making Menachos and kneading the dough, we always use potion. What's potion? Potion is warm water, not hot, not cold. Hot water would cause the dough to bake. We don't want it to bake. And cold water would cause it to crack and it wouldn't rise. So we want to use potion, which is warm water. And the Gemara says at the same time, the Mishnah describes that Mishamrim Shol Yachmitzu, you also have to do a Shemira, just like the Shemira by Matzah, you need to do the Shemira by Menachos as well. You have to be Shomer to make sure that Shol Yachmitzu doesn't turn into Chametz. Vim hechmitzo, if the shiraim, you know this kmitza and the remaining is shiraim, so im hechmitzo shireha, if the shiraim that's left over for the current eat, if that becomes chametz over below sase, there's a violation of a lo sase of the kohen were to eat it. So the Gemara says, Shenemar, how do we know? Or even not even to eat it. I think even allowing it to become chametz would be the iser. Shenemar, as it says, kol ha-mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem, lo se'ase chametz. The pasuk says, any mincha that's set aside for Hashem should not be turned into chametz. Lo se'ase chametz. The Gemara then says, v'chayv al lishasa, not only your chayv on the kneading, the person mixes it together, v'al richasa, v'al fiyasa, each of these stages, if it's involved with any chametz, if you take the chametz, it rose, you kneaded it, and you made the shape, you braided it the proper way, and you do the baking, if any of those are done in the state of being chametz, you get an iser on each of those maisim. So the Gemara now says, how do you know that there's a separate lav on each of these actions? A lisha, an aricha, and a fia, each one would get a lav if it's involved in chametz. So the Gemara explains, Amar Reish Lakish, Damar Kra, the pasuk tells us, it says, lo se'afe chametz chelkam. Don't bake the chametz chelkam. What does chelkam mean? Afilu chelkam lo se'afe chametz. Even part of it, meaning even the shirayim, which is only a chelik of it, even that would be subject to the violation of lo se'afe chametz. So that's how we know. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hi, lahachu dasa. That pasuk of lo se'afe chametz chelkam is teaching me that you get a iser of letting the shirayim turn to chametz. It's used for that. We need it for a different drasha. It's not available for the drasha of shiraim turning into chametz. It's needed for the following. It says, "Lo se'afei chametz, don't bake chametz." Matam lomar. What do we learn from that pasuk? Hello, Kfar Namar. Doesn't the pasuk already tell us, "Lo se'afei chametz, not to make chametz"? So what does it say, "Lo se'afei chametz, not to bake chametz"? The Gemara explains, "The fish in Namar lo se'afei chametz." Since it says, "Don't make chametz." I might think, lo yechayv ala achas akulam. If I did all the actions of lisha and aricha and afia, I'd be only chayv one set of lav, one set of malkos. So Gemara says, tamalomar lo seafe. It's more specific now, even the baking, meaning what? Afia b'chlal ha'isa. Afia was already implied when it said lo seafe. How come it singles out even afia? We already know that from the words lo seafe. So Gemara tells us, Lama Yatzis, why was it singled out? Lahakish Ela, to connect all the other stages of the baking process, teaching us Ma'afia Miuchedes Shimasi Yechidi. Just like baking is only one of the stages, and yet the pasuk singles out and says Chayav Maleh Bifnei Atzmo, there's an independent Chiyav, an independent Isser of the Afia. So Afani Avi, so too we could then learn the other stages, like Lishasa Farichasa, that as well, the kneading and the braiding of the Chalos, the Chol Maaseh Yechidi Shaba, any other stage of the baking process would be included as well. Lasuya Kitav, even to include Kitav, what's Kitav? That's referring to putting the mincha in water before you bake it. It's some stage, you dip into water, I don't know exactly the function of it, but that too is chayiv if it's done in the state of chametz. There's a separate law for that. Sha'afu Maaseh Yechidi, this is also Maaseh Yechidi, an individual, independent Maisa, chayav malav b'fnei atzmo. There's a chayiv in each one. So that's what we learn from Lo Se'afei Chametz. And it's not available to teach me your chayiv on the shiraim as well. So the Gemara says, no. Anu michelkam kamrinam. There are two drushes learned from this pasuk. The pasuk we just mentioned above is from Lo Se'afei, that Afia was singled out, telling me that Lisha and Aricha and Kitav are all chayiv. The drush of shiraim is learned not from the word afia, but it's learned from the word chelkam. That even chelkam, even a chelik of them, namely the shiraim, if the shiraim turned to chametz, that would also be considered a lav. Okay. The Gemara now says weiter that ve'ema kula lahachad asim. Maybe the whole pasuk, lo se'afei chametz chelkam, is all one drusha. Who said you could split drushes up in two different ways like this? The Gemara says, "Im kein, had that been the case, if it's really only teaching us one of the drashas, not both of them, lichtov chelkam lo se'afei chametz, it should have had in that order, my lo se'afei chametz chelkam. Why does the word chelkam appear at the end of the phrase shmas mina tarti?" The Tosafot has a little bit of a problem with that drasha, the order of where it places in chelkam. But you can look at the Tosafot if you like. But either way, that order of the psukim, that seder in the pasuk, is telling me two separate drashas. Again, number one is just like afia is singled out, your chayv alive. Rafia, so to Lisha and Aricha, your chayiv is separate lav, and Chelkam teaches me your chayiv on the shiraim turning to chametz. And now take a look at Tosas Dibur Maschil Af Ani Avi Lishasav Arichasa before you go weiter. Tosas asks the following question: Vim Tomer, if you want to say Id Asri Akochad V'Chada, if you want to say he was warned, the Kohen was warned on each one: don't bake it in chametz, don't do a Lisha in chametz, don't do Aricha v'chametz. So then afilu af of afanami. Even if it was all baking, if he baked, say, if a separate warning on each afia, forget the different maizes, even the same maize, kamo al tisha de nazir. If you tell nazir, don't drink wine, he drinks it. Don't drink wine, he drinks it. Each time, if there's a separate asra, he's chayiv independently. So we don't care about different maizim. Vidilo asibe. True, I guess you could bake it. It's a good, yeah, I hear. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. If he's only warned one time, don't do all these actions, and then he goes to do Lisha and Arich and Afia, so why is he chayv multiple times? We make the following diak in the end of Maseches Berah Makos Davchav. Gavi chayv akol karcha v'karcha, and each time a person pulls out his hair from his head, umokile desach chamisha atzbal sanasa. He put some type of ointment on five fingers and removed his hair with the ointment. So if it's only one, so you only be chayv one time. So Gemara answers, v'yesh lomar dehacha afilu hisri akol achas v'achas. Even in this case, he was warned on each independent maisa, there's a chiddush that needs to be taught here. What does it mean? Yisrekra mishum dekvar nifsalab. Once the guy, let's say, kneaded it, b'chametz, so now that dough is pasul. You can't use it for lechem apanim anymore, lechem todan, it's to pasul. So you might think now that if you do the aricha, you do the afia, since it's a chefzisha pasul, there shouldn't be an additional chayv, an additional lav anymore. Look at Tosafot again. That mishum dekvar nifsal, since you already did the lisha b'toras chametz, the lechem's already pasul. I would have thought the pater, you should be pater from any additional maisim you're doing in the lechem apanim. We're going to see in 2 days from today. The person does makes that which is kosher into chametz, he's chayv alav. There's a psula pater. If he makes that which is already pasul, you make chametz from something pasul. I don't remember the context. We'll see it in a couple of days. In this case, you're actually chayv. Me'achar delek el psul shel chametz. In other words, what he's saying here is as follows. If I do Lisha from Chametz, so now I can't use this anymore. So if you do aricha and afia afterwards, you might think it's pasul, you pater, because you're doing a chametz on that which is already pasul. Kamashman, even though it's a chefta shel pasul, each additional maisa does warrant its own set of malchus. Okay, back inside, yeah. I assume room temperature might be. I don't know what post how to define postrum. It's room temperature would be the same as
warm water is machmets. That's the whole story.
Well, it says hot water.
Hot water, but warm water also has a chance. Right. That's why we're nervous about it.
Yeah. Warm water, you have more time before it would be fine.
Right. So I'm saying just use room temperature and start out with that. You're a baker.
Would I make a regular room temperature?
I mean, room temperature would vary tremendously.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
not sure. Okay.
I'm just saying, we're all worried about this lavam over here. Why are we starting off?
Not getting involved in it.
Suffolk. All right, anyhow.
Okay, so Gemara now says, back inside.
Cold water. He uses cold water.
Right. But cold water you can't use. He said, Mishnah says you can't, right?
He does, but uh-huh.
They mix, they use cold water because the mixing process heats up the whole mixture.
Uh-huh.
So they don't want it to heat up.
Uh-huh.
But that's a big commercial.
Right. This is just amazing. Small production. Couple of loaves of bread. Okay. So Gemara now says, the Ema, back in time, Ema, let's say, Afia de Pratba Rachmana L'chaiv Chata. The Torah only singles out Afia. So maybe Afia warrants its own set of Malkos. But maybe there are others, Inach, the other ones, Elisha, Narich, all the others, should be L'chaiv Chada Akula, should be Chaiv as a whole package. All the Maisim together should all be one package, not Chaiv on Elisha separately, and then Aricha separately. That should all be one package deal. I mean, Afia, it has its own Malkos, and there are others are its own group of Malkos as well. How come we're saying each individual one is a separate set of Malkos? So Gemara says, very simple. Mishum Dehave Davar Shaya Bechlal, V'yatzim Nakal L'lamed, Lo L'lamed Al Atma Yatzah, we have, whenever there's a principle, a general rule, and you take something, you single it out, that example that's being singled out is not coming to teach about itself only, it's coming to teach you about the entire klal. That means all the other details mentioned, that klal, lisha, naricha, are all going to be singled out as well, and chai malka. It's a very basic mida that we are familiar with. Gemara says the problem with that is, ve'ema lo se'asei. It says, lo sase chametz klal. That's the general rule. Don't do anything with chametz, that's the klal. Then it says in another pasuk, a separate pasuk, lo seafe prat. That's a don't bake, that's a prat, that's a detail. And we have a yesod, klal prat, when there's a general rule. And then there's a specific detail, ein bechlal ela mashab prat. The klal now is actually limited to only that which is in the prat, afia in midiachrin elo, nothing else. Let me explain. We are familiar normally with klal prat uklal. Klal means that losa says everything. And then if it says afia, afia means only afia. If there's a second klal, that klal expands anything like afia. But if there is no second klal, it's simply klal and then prat alone, it's only that that's in the prat, nothing else. Only afia is subject to a lav, nothing else. So isn't this a classic case of klal uprat? It says lo seafe is a klal, lo seafe is a prat, nothing else should be included. You shouldn't include the lisha, you shouldn't include the aricha. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. This is not a klal prat. Rather, it's viewed as a, what was the klal said? It was davar sheyav klal v'yatzim naklal l'lamed. That's the principle. It's not a klal prat. Why is it not a klal prat? Amar Rebbe Aptoriki, mishum dehave klal prat hamuruchokin zemizeb. The psukim are not next to each other. The pasuk of lo seafe is in perik beis of Aikra, and lo seafe is in perik vav. They're far away from each other. Klal prat are only when they're next to each other. These are not next to each other, and since they're muchakim zemizeh, b'chol klal uprat hamuchakim zemizeh, when they're distant from each other, ain't a danin also b'klal prat. We don't view the klal and prat drasha, rather we apply the drasha of kol yatzim klal, that one we mentioned before. Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true? We don't make a klal prat when the muchakim zemizeh? We can't connect the two, even though one's perik beis, one's perik vav, we can't put them together? Other say it's bichdi. There's no one really stam, no author to this. It says bichdi klal uprat muchakim zemizet Ain dana no sub klal prat. We don't do a klal prat when they're far away from each other. V'atanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us when it comes to the sayer of the nasi when does a chayt, he has to bring a goat to sayer. So where is that sayer? Where is it shechted? The pasuk says v'shachet also v'makom asher yishchat es ha'ola lifnei Hashem. Chatas heap. Who? You shech the sorry nasi, wherever you shech an ola, heich an ola nishchates, where is it? Ola shechted, we know it's in the tzafon, in the northern part of the Azara. Shafzeb tzafon, so too from this pasuk of nasi, we shech the carbon of the nasi in the tzafon. Gemara says, V'chi anu mikan lemedim, do we learn it from this pasuk that you shech the chatas sire, the chatas nasi in the tzafon? Halach Far Nemar doesn't say by all chataos. The general pasuk tells us b'makom asher tishachid ola tishachid hachatas. Wherever the ola shechted, that's where you shecht every chatas. And since an ola, since a chatas nasi is a chatas, you shechted in the tzafon like the ola. So the two different psukim teaching us the same din. And then the Gemara says halama zayata. So how come if we know in general every chatas is in the tzafon, how come there's a specific pasuk by the sayer's chatas that's also in the tzafon? We already know that from the klal. So halam b'zayata, why do we specify, why do we single out the chatas of the nasi as well? L'kovo shim lo shachar oso b'tzafon pasal. To tell us that it's ma'ake b'di'evid. If you don't shacht in the tzafon, it's completely disqualified. Not only do we recommend it in the tzafon, it must be in the tzafon. That's why we single it out. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ata omer l'chach yatzas. You think the chatas nasi was singled out to teach me that's la'akev if it's not done in the tzafon. Oh, Enu Ella, maybe it's telling me Shizet Taun Tzafon Vein Acher Taun Tzafon. Maybe it's telling us that since we single out the Nasi, only the Nasi requires a Tzafon. No other Chatas requires a Tzafon. Even though the Pasuk says a Klal, all Chatas require a Tzafon, since we singled out the Nasi, maybe only Nasi requires a Chatas, a Tzafon, no other Chatas. Tamalomer, that's why we have another Pasuk. There's a third Pasuk to tell me by the Chatas Yachid, it says, V'shachar es ha-chatas b'makom ha-ola. So since it's a third place, it tells me, Zepon Av, this is a principle to tell us, L'cho chatos tunos tzafon. They're telling me that all chatos require tzafon. So that's the drasha, that's the brisa. Now we're going to learn from the brisa the following, that you are able to make a klal prat, for the hamruchakim zemizeh. How do we see this? So Gemara says, "Taima the kasarachman of a shachar as a chatas." Only because he brought that third pasuk in that tells us that all chatos require tzafon. But ha lav hachi, had we not had that third pasuk, we would have said, "Hava mina shezet talon tzafon vein acher talon tzafon." We would have concluded that even though the pasuk says all chatos, the number one pasuk says all chatos are in the tzafon, since it singled out that only the nasi requires tzafon, we would have assumed that only the nasi's chatas requires tzafon, no other requires tzafon. My time, and why would you think that? La mishum to have a klal prat. It's not because we have klal prat. The klal is all chatos require tzafon. Prat is nasi requires tzafon. And we say that a klal prat ain't was a klal prat ain't b'klal el mashu b'prat. We only have that tzafon applies to nasi. And how do we say this? We're saying the klal prat af al pi demuchakum zemizeh. Even though the pasuk of all chatos is in perek, I don't know which perek this is. It's in perek hadalad, and the perek, the pasuk The pasuk about the chatos is in perek aleph, and the pasuk about nasi is in perek dalad. So that's a klal prat. They're very far from each other. Yet the Gemara had a havmina to make such a drasha. So we see again that we could say a klal prat af al pi demuchakim zemizeh. Done and also b'chal prat. So Gemara says, wait a second here. Masculine Ravashi says, that whole question is, hi, Klal Pratu, is that a Klal Prat? Pratu Klalu, it's really a Prat, then a Klal. The order of the Pesukim really is that the Nasi is mentioned first, and then the Chatals are mentioned afterward. There's not a Klal and then a Prat, it's a Prat and then a Klal, a very different drasha. And if it's a Prat Uklal, we say, Nase Klal Mosif ala Prat, this Rabbe Lu Kol Milet. When the Prat comes first, when it says Nasi requires Tzafon first, and then we say all Chatos require Tzafon, that's an expansion of the Prat, and that's a very different Klal here. So Gemara says this is not a Raya anymore for Klal Prat being Ruchakum Zemizeh, Ella, where the Bryce is telling us Tana Osaka Kashile. The question here was not a Klal Prat or Prat or Klal question. The question was here, since it says by the Sar Nasi, the word Oso is limiting. And we would have thought this is the question of, this is the conversation of the Braisa. Hachi Kamar. O Eino Ella, Zetan Tafon vein acher, talon tafon tinta. The word says oso. You would think only the nasi requires tafon. No other chathas requires tafon. Because Rahman oso. That was the conversation. Which Gemara says, since we have a third pasuk, tell me that all chatos require tafon. Okay. So now, after establishing all of that, everything now seems very clean and smooth. Just to backtrack just for a second, just to recap what's going on here, what we have from all this is that we do not accept the klal prop that Murchakim Zemizeh, and this whole conversation about the Sayer Nasi and where the Chathas go had to do with the word Oso. And we dealt with that. In the end of the day, every Chathas requires Tzafon. So now that we're on the topic of Oso, the Gemara says, Hasha Denafkalei Shachar Esachatas. Now that we're using the word shachar sachatas to tell me that every chatas requires tzafon, so oso l'mutei mai. What is the word oso then coming to exclude? It's excluding something. And the Gemara answers, l'mutei, in parentheses, we're going to skip the parentheses, it's just a mnemonic, l'mutei oso b'tzafon vein sar nachshon b'tzafon. Tell me that although a sayer, a chatas of a nasi, has to go in the tzafon, the Sayer of Nachshon, who is also a Nasi in the Midbar, his carbon did not need to go in the Tzafon because it wasn't a Chatas. When they brought the Nasiim, Parshas Naso brought all the Karbanos, even though they brought a Sayer. And a Sayer is always a Chatas. This was an exception in the Midbar. That was not considered a Chatas, and that did not have to take place in the Tzafon. But Oso is not excluding other Chatals. It's only excluding that which took place already in the past of the Sayer of Nachshon. Okay.
All the other
Nesim as well. All 12 of them, exactly. Gemara now says, now Sagadai Techamina, I would have thought that Holvis Rabbe Linen Smicha, since we know that the need for the Sar Nachshon in the Midbar required Smicha, we learn that out from the Chatas of Anasi. So there's a Havmi to say, Lisrabe Nami Linen Tafon. Maybe you should tell me that the Sar of Nachshon also requires Tafon, like a Nasi's Chatas. Kamash Milan, that we only learn, connect them with regard to Smicha, we don't connect them with respect to Tafon. And the Gemara now says, on the topic of Smicha, Smicha Gufa Minolan, how do we know that the Sayer Nachshon did require Smicha? The Tani, the Raisa, teaches us that the V'samach, Yadav al Rosh HaSayer, that when it comes to the Sayer Chatas, you need to place your hands on the head of the goat, that's Smicha. So the Gemara says, the Rabbos says, we already know that, in general, every Chatas requires a smicha. Why does it specify sayer? The rabos sir nachshon the smicha. That even the sayer of nachshon required smicha in the midbar. That's all divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, going on to now daf nunvav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the rabos sir avodas kochavim the smicha. No, that word sayer is not including the sir nachshon. That's including the sir avodas kochavim that they too require smicha. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. The Gemara's in the middle of the conversation, but we'll pick up from Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow.